Welcome back to the Juggling Act Daily, a podcast to help working parents doing the juggle. I'm Mel Wilson, mum to two small people and the editor of KidSpot, who secretly loves that my son climbs into my bed each night. Okay, never thought I'd be a co-sleeper, but I do love waking up to his cuddles in the morning. I love being the mum of a boy. Like, there, I've said it. It doesn't mean that I love my daughter any differently, but just there's something special about mums and boys. I love how affectionate and loving and aware he is of my feelings, and it's just a really beautiful relationship. And every night when he goes to bed, and I've been doing this since he was born, I whisper, "You're my kind, gentle, respectful little boy, and I love you." And look, he's five now, and he looks at me like I'm mad, but he still says, "Give me a hug, mummy," pulls me into his chest, and just, oh, heart melt. And look, this all kind of came about after going through a less than pleasant marriage breakdown with my ex-husband and their dad. And that's exactly what I want for him as he grows up. I want him to be a kind, gentle, and respectful boy and man. But how do we make that happen? I'm pretty sure whispering that to them each night is probably not the key, but I'm sure, hopefully it helps. But I needed to get some advice. So step in the fabulous Jess Sanders. She's the author of Love Your Body, which my kids are both obsessed with. She's got a new book out. It's called Be Your Own Man. And she joins me on the phone now. Jess, welcome back to The Juggling Act.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
So nice to chat to you. Love Your Body was all about embracing the differences in our bodies and the amazing things that our bodies can do. My kids are still obsessed with that book, which is a great sign. And now this one is for our boys. So what was the inspiration or the kind of like catalyst to want to do something for boys?
Well, it was actually the most common question that I was asked when I was touring Love Your Body, and the most to this day regular DM that I get is, "Oh, when are we getting something for boys?" Like, the boys love Your Body and they love exploring it too, but something that spoke more to their experience. And I was really excited by that challenge, and it was something I'm so passionate about, is gender equality and freeing children from these gender stereotypes. It was really the catalyst for Love Your Body was that. So it just came really naturally, really. It was always going to be the second book. And I just wanted to give boys permission to be anything and everything that they wanted to be. And it has those same lessons of, like, loving yourself and loving your body, but it also, you know, dives a little deeper into breaking down that stereotype, because it is so narrow for boys, and I think they need that extra support.
And so what is the main message in it? Is it about helping them express their feelings, or just about recognizing that it's okay to be different to the boy who's next to them in the classroom? What's the main thing you wanted to get across to the boys?
Probably the primary message at the heart of it, which is the same message at the heart of Love Your Body, is that you can be anything and everything that you want to be, and to celebrate yourselves and to celebrate your differences. But those emotional skills, as you mentioned, sort of the self-care and how to process and release emotions, I knew is a really important part of getting a kid to that place where they can be themselves, is to actually understand their emotions and to work through more difficult ones, because that's just, like, that's kind of life, and that's I feel like I'm setting kids up to fail if I just say you can be anything or you can do everything, and that there aren't going to be ups and downs. Yeah. So it was important for me to sort of give them those skills and reassurances that, like, they've got this, and that, you know, just the tools, I guess, for life, as well as celebrating them.
Exactly. And quite often, I mean, I'm guilty of falling back into that trap of, you know, if your boys, or, and I do this to my daughter sometimes as well, but if they're upset and it's like, don't cry. And then you catch yourself and you're like, actually, no, it is okay to cry, because if you're sad or you've hurt yourself right now, then that's a natural instinct. But sometimes I think we can fall into those ingrained habits as parents.
Totally, because it's like we've been told as well that our feelings are a bit of an inconvenience, like in the workplace or just in life, and so to sort of push them down. But feelings will always come back. They'll demand to be felt. And when we talk about bodies and appreciating them, it's our body's natural way of processing and releasing. So when we cry, we actually release stress hormones through our tears. So it's just actually an amazing way to sort of get the stress out of the body, and it's an important function that the body performs. So if we need to cry, then we got to just, like, let it out, I think. So sort of giving kids that permission, and I think adults that permission. Like, I know I personally needed that permission as well growing up, because I think the idea that our feelings are an inconvenience, or that, like, they shouldn't be felt, is quite a masculine idea and something that we've all internalized to one degree or another. And that's really where the harm comes in for boys. The worry is that they're going to push down those emotions, that they're not going to let them out. And we know that that manifests in either harm to self or harm to others. It's just not a healthy way to go about it.
No, absolutely. And look, men are getting a bit of a bad rap right now. There's a lot of talk about toxic masculinity, which is super important, and I'm glad those conversations are happening. But how do we reframe that kind of negativity as parents for our boys?
It's a really tough one, and I think it's a confusing time for boys when their identity, the masculine identity, is in question, and we're kind of reevaluating what that looks like right now. And I think the most important thing we can do is start more conversations around what healthy masculinity looks like. So just, you know, actually ask them the question, you know, what do you think it is to be a man? Because they will have ideas. Like, children learn about gender and start to understand gender at 2, and by 3 or 4 they're already kind of being like, oh, girls play with dolls and boys play with trucks. Like, they're already acting that out. So having that conversation and like giving them the space to break it down will help them build their own identity that feels like right for them, because I think we do have to give them that extra support right now when we as adults are kind of confused about what that looks like.
Yeah, exactly. And as parents, you know, I think a lot about my daughter and where, how she's going to fit into this world and this very kind of different space that we're finding ourselves now. But by the same token, I then worry about having a boy and how this next generation of boys fit into the world when there is quite a focus on female empowerment and girls being able to do anything they want. So, I mean, where do you see this next generation of boys kind of fitting into the world, and how can we as parents help guide them there?
I think that, you know, boys, like, they're born in this world as little babies that feel everything, and that they, you know, neurologically exactly the same as girls, but somewhere along the way they pick up all these externalized messages about how they should be, which means they limit themselves, they push down parts of themselves, usually feminine parts, and they don't embrace them. So for girls and for boys, I think we need to talk more about the value in the softness, and talk about, it's all good to be strong, and we're very comfortable encouraging girls to be strong, but can we encourage them to be soft too? Because as we can see in this time, like vulnerability and empathy, like, these are the qualities that are needed, and actually really powerful and transformative qualities that are going to change our world for the better and change our relationships for the better. So I think that the sort of next step is to return to that and to celebrate that in everyone and give boys permission to embrace those softer parts of themselves.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Jess. I absolutely love this conversation, and I love that we're having it with our boys right now, and everything that you're doing with Love Your Body and with Be Your Own Man is fantastic. It's such a great resource for kids kind of from 6 to 12 and also for parents, with some great messages in there for us to help push them in the right direction. So thank you so much for joining us, Jess.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Please make sure you go out and buy a copy of Jess's fantastic book, Be Your Own Man. And if you don't already have Love Your Body, pick up a copy of that as well. They're both fantastic books to have at home and read with your kids, and you can get them wherever you get your good books. Well, that is all from me today. Make sure you subscribe, tell your friends, and pop on by the Working Mums Australia Facebook group and join in the chat. Stay safe, jugglers. Stay home if you can, and please stay kind.
I'm Sarah Lamarquin, Editor-in-Chief of Stella and host of our podcast called Something to Talk About. Every weekend we publish a new episode where you'll hear compelling personalities, strong opinions and thought-provoking conversations.
I wanted to be able to do it in my time when I was ready and speak my truth when I was ready.
The topic of when do I become a mum, that is in my mind 24/7.
Search for Something to Talk About wherever you listen to your podcasts.